What is wishing love? And on page 135 in the New Eight Steps of Happiness, Venerable Geshe-la explains to us how we, it is three types of love are dependent, related. So in general, there are three types of love: affectionate love, cherishing love, and wishing love. Affectionate love is a mind unmixed with desires, attachment, that sees another person as pleasant, likable, and beautiful. Like a warm heart and a feeling of being close to others. And therefore, we are happy to see them. We like them. We find them pleasant, beautiful. For example, when a mother looks at her children, she feels great affection for them and perceives them to be beautiful, no matter how they appear to other people. Of course, a mother believes she has the most beautiful children, and other things they are really like horrible things. Depends upon our mind. A mother, she just sticks to her belief that she has beautiful children. Because of her affectionate love, she naturally feels them to be precious and important. This feeling is cherishing love. Because she cherishes her children, she sincerely wishes for them to be happy. This wish is wishing love. It's beautiful to understand this relationship, the development of these three types of love. So wishing love arises from cherishing love, which in turn arises from affectionate love. We need to develop these three types of love towards all living beings without exception. And so then, like when we have developed our beautiful chapters on how to develop cherishing love, enhancing cherishing love, and then we engage to, give power to this cherishing love, and we then engage in equalizing self with others, exchanging self with others, which are also magical practices of Kadam Buddhism, Kadam Dharma. And then we develop, like from the sequence, we develop compassion, great compassion for all living beings. We understand first, they need to be free from suffering. I need to take away their suffering. And then once they are free from suffering, we are giving them pure and everlasting happiness of enlightenment, our experience of this supreme, unsurpassed inner peace, purest form of happiness. And just, to develop a correct understanding. For me, this is quite moving, how Geshe-la explains it. We now need to contemplate how these living beings, whom we cherish so dearly, we cherish them, they are important to us. Their happiness is important. Their freedom is important. Fulfillment of their wishes is important. They are important. They matter to us. So thinking about them, understanding, they actually lack completely true happiness. They don't experience pure happiness. Everyone wants to be happy, but no one. This is what Geshe-la is saying, literally. No one in samsara experiences true happiness. So just think about, you know, sometimes because of our ignorance, we think, maybe even for us, we think we have a really good time. Yeah, like by doing this, by eating that, by engaging in this sport or sex or whatever. And we think this is happiness. This just comes, this understanding or this belief comes from deep ignorance. And so we think other people, maybe they have a beautiful house, they have a beautiful body, good reputation and so forth. And we think they really have hit the jackpot. They are really happy. So page 136. Just thinking about everyone wants to be happy, but no one in samsara experiences true happiness. It's terrible. No one. No one. Because without Dharma, we don't know. Like I've been, and in the introduction, I've been reading from modern Buddhism. We want to be happy, but we don't know how to be happy. No, we even destroy our own happiness by developing anger, attachment, jealousy, pride, and so forth. It's almost unbearable. And then even if we love someone and we understand, no, this person is not able to experience real happiness. It's not real happiness what they experience. In comparison with the amount of suffering they endure, the happiness of living being is rare and fleeting. And even this is only contaminated happiness that is in reality the nature of suffering.